tough loss. Definitely had your chances. This is a good competitive game. You knew it would be coming in here, but just some things just didn't fall your way down the stretch here.
No, you know, in order to beat good teams, you know, for us, especially early on in the season, we're going to have to do the little things like, you know, boxing out, not giving up offensive rebounds, you know, paying attention to a scouting report as far as, you know, how we're playing defensively. And, you know, early on, we were just lost. You know, we were overplaying things that we weren't supposed to. And, you know, with the offense that they have and with, you know, their full complement of players, they make you pay for it if you really get up and deny those passing lanes because they back cut and they move well without the ball. So we've got to do a better job of just doing what we're told. And, you know, tonight, like I said, it is a process with these guys, and these games are only going to make us better.
Yeah, they are. And really the first half, it looked like it had have problems kind of maybe trying to penetrate right in the middle lane, trying to pass it around. And that was just the length and the size of Palmer Ridge. You guys really did not see last week, but did see tonight here. And guys had it figured out, I think, better in the second half.
Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, you finally get guys, you know, reading the defense instead of just being robots and playing and doing what they think they're supposed to do, because they overplayed everything. They switched a lot of things, and so that allowed them to get out in the passing lanes. And when they did that, you know, it's really simple if you just pay attention, you know, for what we're asking them to do. And it took us a while to get going. In the second half, like you said, we did a better job. We were more aggressive, you know, and the first half, they really took it to us off the bounce, got us in foul trouble early. And, you know, they spent a lot of time at the line where we did not. But, you know, that's when a team's going to be that aggressive going to the basket, you got to be able to play without getting your hands on them. You got to keep them off. You got to play clean. And that's easier said than done. But, you know, it took us a little too long, you know, to get it going.
Well, you had a big performance tonight from Jordan Horn. He really carried you guys on the offensive end with 18 points. He had a couple of threes in the game and 9 points for you in the fourth quarter there. And then Zach Carson kind of gave you a lift at times there, or just kind of more of the same once again tonight for you guys, some of your big ones stepping up when you needed them to.
Yeah, Jordan played solid. You know, I think he kind of hung on to that game last Friday and try to learn from it and didn't come out and try to, you know, overdo it by any means. And he played solid. But, you know, I think our youth and our inexperience kind of showed its head tonight. But, like I said, it'll make us better in the end. It's kind of hard to swallow right now because, you know, we had some opportunities, but mm-hmm. We let them get away. And you know, we'll learn from it and go on.
Yeah, this is a team that played seven seniors tonight, and their starting lineup was all seniors. And, you know, it doesn't get any easier for you tomorrow night. It's Wichita Collegiate, and you know what you're going to get from the Spartans there. It's going to be that 10 to 12 player rotation about every 2 minutes in the first half and for most of the first half and for most of the second half.
Yeah. You know, talking about different styles of basketball, you know, I thought, you know, when a team overplays like Palmer Ridge did, when they switch everything, it kind of gives you a same look as far as, you know, they're always in the passing lanes, and Palmer Ridge was long. You know, they had some good length and some good size, so kind of a good, you know, a good warm up as far as, you know, we got to see a little bit of, you know, ball pressure. We got a little, you know, wing to nine, things like that. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge. You know, our guards are really going to have to buckle down, and you know, if they thought they were getting pressured tonight, you know, we talked to them and told them, you know, it's going to be amped up by about, you know, times 10, because there's not a whole lot of time to rest and catch your breath when you play against you know, Wichita Collegiate. So they've got to be extremely focused. They've got to be mentally tough, and they've also got to be physically, you know, tough with the ball and not be, you know, overwhelmed to the point where they're just coughing it up and, you know, can't wait to get rid of it. Because if they do that, you know, it could be a long night for some of our guards.
Well, quick turnaround here tomorrow night, and it should be an interesting one here with Scott City, Wichita Collegiate here. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Thanks, as always, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.